No problem. See that? Yeah, I'm sorry for just.
No worries. Yeah, come on. So I'm looking here at. So are you, you're Zach, are you Zachary?
Yes.
Okay, and are you the one on, are you doing this for someone else?
Yes.
For Michael Wolf?
Yes.
Okay. And then, did you send back, well, Penny sent to inquiry? Okay, so it looks like we've sent an inquiry to Social Security Administration. Penny actually is the one that did it. I don't have any response or anything back yet, so.
Okay. Yeah, I it was a little bit difficult to explain over email, especially. That's part of why I wanted to come in and talk. It's just that these are the problems we've been having. It's not just this one time. They've done this more than once,
okay.
Social Security.
Okay.
And I certainly can't myself, in a legal sense, do anything to protect us from that, because, if that's their choice. But the one time when we had called Social Security up, it was just somebody on the phone, somebody, and they look up the file and they say, oh, it just says right here that you're not disabled anymore. How could they possibly say that? They never notified us, they didn't ask us anything. I had filed a continuing disability review some years ago, and they finally had received it after much stress, and then they didn't respond after that. They just kept paying them disability. So I had to assume that, they accepted the CDR as his carrier. I filled it out, no problem. He is still disabled. And then sometime after that, they say, they just decided you're not going to be paid anymore. And the first time when we were in contact with Jeffrey Tim from the same office, he did the same thing. We filled out the privacy form. He contacted Social Security, and then it just solved it. They just started paying again for some reason. So I just don't understand why they are doing these things besides just harassing us.
So it looks like, okay, so the issue is you're missing deposits. You're missing monthly payments.
Yeah, they just stopped paying his disability.
Did they mention why last time?
The last time they said it was, according to the person on the phone, just by reading his case file, it says you're not disabled anymore. But there was no justification on that. There was no basis for it.
We don't know that this time, though, correct?
Yeah.
We don't know what the reason. We're still waiting to hear back.
Yeah, they just haven't notified us, if anything, is the other thing. We've begged them, please notify us, please send us paperwork, and they just will not do that. They just won't notify us.
So it looks like, I will check in. I can check in and follow up with Penny, see if there's a response back. Technically they have like 30 days. It looks like she got it mid-April. So I would just, as soon as we get a response, we'll share it with you. But so if I understand correctly, the problem isn't just what they're doing, it's this is not the first time this has happened.
Yeah, it's the way they're handling it. Which is our concern.
And there's no notification.
There is a long. Michael does have some history. He's out of the country for the reason that he was because of his disabilities. People misunderstand him often. I don't know if we weren't in contact with you over email, but no. Penny might have experienced it from his emails that people just perceive him as being aggressive or being upset or going against you personally, but it's just the nature of his disabilities. He can't help himself.
So you're his caregiver.
Yes.
Okay.
I live with him full time, most of the time.
Okay. Well, I mean, as soon as we get a response, we'll share it with you, and then I'll make a note here that this isn't just like it's how it's being handled too from Social Security. Then that's kind of the issue as well.
Yeah.
Normally, when my mind goes to you didn't receive your benefits, I actually think more or less of fraud. Not you, but like someone somehow got a hold of a bank account, a Social Security number, and then they're.
Yeah,
I normally think of what normally happens, but I honestly don't know.
Yeah. Now, when I started caring for him, he was already, he's got documents and paperwork, but most of them are expired at this point. He just doesn't keep up with it, or he can't. And I was unable to help him do that thing. So he has a passport, it's expired. He has a driver's license, it's expired. So it is possible, I believe it could be possible that we've tried to do. things before, like verification on banks, and he doesn't know the questions because...
So the first time, it's basically Social Security came back and said, we saw the notes, he's no longer disabled, and we ended payment.
Yeah, but it wasn't based on the CDR that I filed. They just made that decision.
I think they're supposed to notify you. I'm not 100% certain what their rules are.
I mean, when I spoke to someone who I believe knew what they were talking about over the phone some years ago, they told me that they're supposed to give us a written response to the continuing disability review to say that they filed it and their decision. We were also told...
Does he have a current... Does he have a claim in right now?
What do you mean? For the disability review?
Right.
No.
Okay.
Like years ago.
Okay. Sorry.
It was actually very difficult because they were refusing to accept my paperwork. Mm-hmm. I was trying to submit this and they weren't filing it. I kept calling them up. Have you received it? I ended up, because I was traveling around and moving my stuff from Oregon. And I ended up faxing it from like 9 different places until they finally said, please stop faxing and we'll file the paper. But I had to like bug them really to get them to even take the paperwork, which I just don't understand. But I fully believe that they have the ability to contact us. When we asked for help before from Representative Gosar, you guys got right on it, and I mean, thank you very much for helping. And honestly, I've called state representatives of other states before and I've only ever gotten the voice box of the intern. Never spoken to someone. I was amazed when I called you guys up. They pick up, and this is the office of Representative Gosar. I'm like, really?
Yeah. Like, really? That's what we're here doing.
But now I fully respect that, and much thanks to you guys for even just listening. I mean, maybe there's a legitimate reason that we have these problems, or not. But that somebody's even listening, because we try and ask for help, and most people ignore us. So it gets very difficult to get things done.
Well, I will see. So I see that we have an alert on this. So it is coming up for it's set for next week. So either myself or Penny will do some follow up and try to see if we get some type of response or see what the status is on the case. I haven't received anything yet, but I also see Penny actually did send it in. It wasn't me that sent it in, so she may have received something already and just maybe hasn't had a chance to get it out to you yet or something. But
this is also. Staying over with my friend, and we're in Quartzsite.
Okay.
So that's part of the reason I just kind of had to come.
Over. Oh, pop in. Okay.
It's like this is the first chance I had, and also usually outside the country too. So.
Okay. Well, as soon as we get a response, we will share it with you, and we'll let you know, and then I'll just make notes of kind of what you mentioned here, how the Social Security Administration has just handled the whole issue, and something to note. I think it'll be important to know exactly why the payments were missed.
Yeah. Just a really quick background is part of the reason he left the country was because of how people were treating him, because of the way they perceived him because of his disabilities, and also scaled up to government entities. He's been blacklisted in Idaho from non-governmental organizations because they didn't like him. He accidentally found that the people in charge were making a lot of money and not giving the donations to the actual organization. So they just try to bury him with that kind of stuff. So he's got some unfortunate accidental political history. He tried to he started to write up a summary to run for governor of California back in 2009-2010. Just some good ideas, and they should excuse my language. They shit all over him for it. For trying to help people. Actually, he has good ideas to want to help people. I mean, if you guys were willing to listen, he has all kinds of ideas. For how to help people in this country, but people in this country don't want him to help for some reason. But we care about people. I'm a caregiver. I'm trying to help take care of our good friend who lives with us is also slightly disabled. He's not on disability, but his mother also has problems. She's elderly. I'm going to visit her today as well. I see her every so often to make sure she has groceries and things like that, because she can't really go out herself. But I believe in helping people. I have some trouble sometimes because people don't accept it for some reason. So I'm not sure why, but you guys are very helpful in contacting us. That I've never before did I, really believe in a state representative. Paul Gosar, good man. If people are willing to help us, then he must, you know, be someone who wants to help. So I believe that now.
Well, that's what we're here for, so. All right, Zachary, well, I appreciate yeah, absolutely, sir. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
And safe trip, and then I'll meet you up, and then we'll respond to you again.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, too.